laws on the books still there that allowed our fake current government to conduct tyrannical measures like lockdowns and injection mandates. The only way to fight back in an information war is with the right information. And tonight, I'm pleased to say we have Sasha Latipova here from Team Enigma, who has done more than anyone I can think of to crack this pandemic hoax. And Sasha joins me now. Sasha, great to see you. Thanks so much for being here tonight.
Hey, Dr. Jane, great to see you.
Yeah, you've been globetrotting. You're really getting a lot of great information out, going to conferences. Your Substack is blowing up. I'm really very excited because I think it's a blessing for people to understand how they've gotten away with all of this, right?
Yeah.
Let's start with, I know you are doing a lot of work behind the scenes to understand what they're planning next around this whole Marburg scare. You know, people know hemorrhagic fever, you know, they think it's bleeding out of everything. We need to educate people so they don't panic. So lay out a little bit for me what you expect is coming in terms of the propaganda.
Right. So we should expect the same playbook propaganda around this as was with COVID. But I also wanted to make sure that people understand that Marburg epidemic or pandemic was announced in the U.S. at the same time as COVID, essentially, as the same time as they started rolling out COVID injections, which is very interesting. So just 2 days before COVID shots went on the market in the U.S., which was in December 2020, HHS Alex Azar issued PrEP Act declaration for Marburg virus. So essentially all the activities that they covered for liability with COVID also covered with Marburg in the United States, and that has been in place since December 2020. So we, in fact, our government has declared a pandemic and national emergency, national health, public health emergency for Marburg in December 2020. And that's what we need to understand. It's completely fake propaganda. And in fact, my own opinion on these announcements, both COVID and Marburg, are basically they're declaring the use of or deployment of certain types of weapons. And people need to think of them as brand names of weapons, just as, you know, Predator drone or F-22 or, you know, any sort of a weapon. It's basically our government saying we're deploying these weapons in the United States territory, and we're covering all activities, just as, for example, you know, operator of a Predator drone has no liability for bombing children in some foreign country. Well, the same thing applies here. They're covering all of the people who are using, deploying these weapons in the U.S. and covering all of their liability. The government is protecting them from any liability that arises from it. They're just lying about this being a health event or a virus or some sort of a, you know, disease-related issue. It's essentially use of weapons. And primary, you know, I don't want people to be scared about this.
Right.
The primary weapon is lies and propaganda. It's over 80% of this. It's just lies, propaganda, scaring people into submission, you know, and covering all sorts of liability issues for anyone related to the deployment of these weapons, whether they know it or they don't know it. And majority of people don't realize what they're doing. Majority of healthcare staff who are involved in these activities have no idea that they're deploying weapons on their friends, family, neighbors, and themselves.
Wow. Sasha, let me ask a question back a little bit more toward the beginning of what you laid out. If they declared this, and it's in the paperwork and all of that, I understand that, that Marburg is also part of the COVID, you know, countermeasures, everything under the PREP Act. How did it not get out to the public? And that, I mean, that would have been confusing, COVID, Marburg. But how did they put it on the books and have everybody gloss over it?
Oh, because the media, mass media doesn't cover it, and so therefore it doesn't exist, but it does exist. It's in the Federal Register. It's been announced. Alex Azar signed off on it. It's never been reversed, just as COVID PrEP Act, a Marburg PrEP Act declarations remain in place. So, you know, for people, again, you have to start thinking about it. Don't just follow mass media. Don't follow what CNN tells you, Washington Post, or New York Times. Throw them in the trash, because they're lying to you. You know, this is on the books, this is open, this is declared, this is the same status as COVID. So why don't our people know about this?
I see. And you're right. The mainstream media does what they're told. So they must have been directed. Boy, I wish we could get a whistleblower in media. I mean, I can't believe that they're all. I mean, I understand the money is intoxicating, but if we get one media whistleblower, mainstream media whistleblower, who says, yes, here's the documentation. We've been told to put this out and hold on Marburg, for example. Any
yeah.
whistleblowers or chance of, you know, what about those ethical hackers? Can't they get into some media systems and find those communications?
I have no idea. And frankly, I think the media, their capture is just the same as everybody else's capture. They don't want to think for themselves. They know it's actually, you know, career limiting to think for themselves. And so they just sit there and wait for the bullet points to come from the NSA or CIA or whoever is running this op. And they're saying, well, here's what you're covering today. Well, remember how there was actually whistleblower tapes leaks. Remember about CNN and their CEO, Zucker, was having morning briefs that would come from the intelligence agencies and say, you know, we're talking about this, not talking about that. Well, it's exactly the same thing.
We ought to highlight, you know, because I find that you have to keep teaching the public. I'm sure now that you're super in the thick of it, you see this too. You have to almost keep recapitulating. Yeah, I mean, reiterating rather is the better word. You know, laying out the same education, the same information to teach people because there are still so many people dependent on mainstream media, don't even understand why they shouldn't be watching, you know, CNN and these other companies every single night. I wanted to get to, in terms of Marburg, okay, it's on the books anytime they want, essentially. This is what you're suggesting. We're vulnerable to anytime they want. They can come out and say, oh, you know, the wind, okay, Marburg is coming. You're all in trouble. This is what you need to do to protect yourselves. You know, it could be locked down, whatever it is. I've tried to get out information on what it is and what it isn't. One of the things you've observed is that there is, I don't know if you're looking at the CDC websites or wherever, where the average person would go in and try to find out, well, what is this Marburg and is it real and what are the real numbers and why is it a threat? You're saying they're kind of going to go along, make it up as they go along, like they kind of did with COVID. What kind of documentation or what do you think, where's your... I mean, I think you're right, but where's your gut coming from on that one?
Yeah, absolutely. Marburg is just as, you know, imaginary pandemic as COVID, but even less so, because at least with COVID, they could say, oh, it's coronavirus. It spreads easily. You know, they could have that narrative because there's been much more discussion in medicine about coronaviruses, at least. Marburg is not a virus at all. It's totally fake and made up. The only instance known instance of it was in 1967.
How did they know in 67?
And this was it was in three labs simultaneously. So they're telling us, oh, it's a tropical illness. Yet it only ever occurred on, you know, mass scale, and I'm talking 30 people. That's the largest it got ever in one outbreak, right? And all of them were in three labs, two in Germany, one in Yugoslavia when it was a Soviet Union satellite in 67. Okay, so we have three bio labs that somehow shared something. And they had this outbreak that then they called Marburg because, well, one of the labs was in Marburg, Germany.
Right.
And so what happened is, so the official narrative is that these labs received shipment of monkeys infected. Haha. It's always monkeys.
Yeah, it's always monkeys. They take the rap.
Yeah, monkeys are just so bad. And then the way these people got infected was because they were doing autopsies on these monkeys, and you know, and so they're also saying, well, this virus spreads by blood contact. So how do you get infected by a bloodborne pathogen when doing autopsy?
You
cut yourself.
Well, we're going to talk about that, and in the second segment, we're going to take a quick break. The second segment, I want to talk about your information on how they are coaching supposedly these killer hospitals now on how to avoid the pitfalls when they try to smack us with Marburg. So, Sasha, thanks. You're going to stay over for that. Before we take a quick break, I do want to thank my sponsor, Goldco. We don't know what's going to happen. This economy is crazy. I want you to consider at least protecting part of your investment with physical gold and silver. I've partnered with Goldco. They've been with me from the very beginning of the Dr. Jane Ruby Show, well over a year. Please contact them at 855-791-2619 or go to goldco.com/DrJaneRuby. When I return, more of this incredible evidence of hoax with Sasha Latapova. I've been promoting the Triad Air Purification products for over 18 months now. First, because they're incredibly effective at cleaning and maintaining the air in your home. But after hearing from thousands of people in my social media that they've experienced relief from the symptoms they previously suffered around people who took the jabs, I had to get the word out. This electrostatic filtration process cleans every area of your home using a pulse negative ionization that actually electrically charges the air molecules, maintaining a cleaner, fresher breathing space. The big home unit protects up to 3,000 square feet, and the individual products keep your car, hotel room, or your personal space protected. Go to airwaterhealing.com today, and if you use the promo code RUBY, you'll not only get 10% off and free shipping, but right now you will get the other three products for free. Don't miss this great offer. Go to airwaterhealing.com.
In today's modern world, knowing what you put in your body is crucial for maintaining optimal overall health. Many conventional health products claim to be good for you, but they may be contaminated with heavy metals, artificial chemicals, and toxins that could harm your health. Here at BrighteonStore.com, we believe your health and safety are our top priority. That's why we always go above and beyond to bring you the cleanest and highest quality nutritional supplements, superfoods, storable foods, preparedness items, and more. Support your health and this free speech platform by shopping at BrighteonStore.com today. With so much of the world's current food supply consisting of dirty, contaminated, genetically modified foods that may have been grown using herbicides and pesticides, increased scrutiny over what you put in your body is of the utmost importance. Even supposedly organic foods found on most grocery store shelves may contain toxic substances, chemicals, and other additives that can be harmful to your health. That's why here at BrighteonStore.com, we subject all our in-house products to extensive lab testing for glyphosate, heavy metals, and microbiology using our state-of-the-art spectrometry equipment to ensure the highest quality of cleanliness and purity. Support your health and this free speech platform by shopping at BrighteonStore.com today.
Well, welcome back to Dr. Jane Ruby's Stat tonight. We're back with Sasha Latapova for our second session. Sasha, I don't think people realize how dangerous things are right now, even for the general public, or specifically for the general public. Want to talk about this Marburg Declaration and how the fact that it's under the PREP Act, take us down that road, that is an announcement of war. Let's go into that area. So people go, war? We're not at war. Explain to them legally how we have been declared at war.
Yeah, so this is part of the research that I've collaborated with Catherine Watt on, and investigating the legal aspects of COVID and Marburg PrEP Act declarations and public health emergencies and what that is about. And so when I say, Marburg and it's dangerous, please don't think like this is danger from a virus. It's not. It's danger from our government using lies and perverted laws to force everyone into fraudulent deployment of poison on people. So, and actually utilize our healthcare system as a mechanism to do that on mass scale. So what I mean by that, legally, what's being utilized for throughout from the beginning of 2020 is this system of public health emergency announcement, national emergency announcement by the president and executive branch. And subsequent to that, executive branch usurps all the power and announces through PREP-AC declaration specific use of weapons. So let's walk back to 2020 in March. Trump announced public health emergency under Stafford Act. That's a declaration of war. Legally, it has exactly the same status as declaration of war.
Wow.
And then subsequent to those announcements, actually even before that, there were HHS announcements of COVID, PREP Act. And then in December of 2020, so at the end of 2020, they announced Marburg PREP Act declarations. Mm-hmm. Those are important. So HHS usurps power under this public health emergency announcement, which means war. But then HHS becomes a de facto dictator because it has the word health in it. Since then, the HHS secretary, which was Alex Azar under Trump and now Javier Becerra under Biden, they become like a dictator for the country. They control what gets deployed on people, and their PREP Act coverage announcements tell the entire healthcare system and also everything adjacent to it, such as, you know, the pharmacies, the EMTs, the lab techs, everything that's associated with this deployment becomes completely covered for any liability.
And it's under the military, the DOD.
And it's correct? Under the military, yes.
This is the connection I want people to see from you.
Yeah, so again, let's think about it. They announce war through public health emergency. They announce deployment of specific weapon systems, which is COVID and Marburg. Then military produces those weapon systems. So all the shots have been manufactured under the Department of Defense through defense contracting mechanisms, utilizing other transaction authority, and utilizing existing defense contractors that are producing biological and chemical weapons. And so we have the government announcing war, mm-hmm. a system being utilized for deployment. The system gets weapons shipped by the Department of Defense to deploy on the people.
Weapons are the same thing as the injections. I want people to understand. Moderna, Pfizer, AstraZeneca, whatever it is, all these COVID vaccines. And now, do you agree with me that the seasonal flu, the combination RSV COVID, that cute little combo, that all those are under the military deployment of this DOD, you know, operation on the American people?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. So anything that they, you know, they now, all the vaccines should be completely shunned. I mean, nobody should be touching that because they're putting this substances, whatever they're using in mRNA. We have some ideas what they are, but for the most part, it's kind of a black box. And so they can put all those poisonous substances in those shots.
Okay, let me ask you something really quick. I want to make sure people understand they can find you at Substack. It's called Due Diligence and Art, or you can search Sasha Latapova. I'm sure they can find a lot of these documents there on your Substack. In other words, you know, the declaration for the Marburg and all that. But here's what I want to ask you, and you can correct me in other places if I'm wrong, but I will look at the Moderna website or the Pfizer, and I click on pipeline. I've been teaching people, look at the, don't take my word for it. You see like count 40, 50, 60 mRNA with a different number. What are these formulations? Do you know?
They're designed on the computer, and this is, FDA allowed them because, again, under this framework of war and deployment of weapons, the biggest lie that FDA sells to the public is that they regulate these things as pharmaceuticals. They're not pharmaceuticals. They don't use any of the consumer safeguard protections that we are expected to see from pharmaceuticals on these concoctions. These codes are designed on the computer. Have no testing. They basically just make them in these bio vats, and they're hugely contaminated. Then they get injected into people. And they basically destroy your immune system and cause all sorts of damage.
So they're just broadening the attack and to take people out and make them sick, right? They're broadening it across illnesses and other vaccines.
Right, because COVID shots have no uptake anymore. By the way, recently Catalent, which was Moderna fill-finish supplier, their revenue went down by 50%. They're about to go under because nobody's buying COVID shots.
They made their money, They made their money.
Well, they kind of made their money, but they also expanded because they expected Moderna was going to give them all this COVID business, and COVID business went away. Nobody's taking them, which is good news. We've educated public enough about that. The next step, they're going to put it everywhere in all other injections.
Thank you.
And in fact, I've just recently talked to David Nixon. They found it in Australia in dental anesthetic. So
they did. Okay.
Yeah,
has anybody looked in the United States? And I get hundreds of questions a week on dental.
Yeah, we need to find some labs who would test.
Okay.
I know the manufacturer Septadont, and for now I would advise everyone, if you're having anything done with local anesthetic, ask for regular version, not sustained release. Just regular version.
Why is that, Sasha? Yeah, tell us
sustained release. Because sustained release has that hydrogel substance in it.
Mm.
And we don't necessarily know how harmful it is or not harmful, but because it's similar hydrogel substance, we think that people need to stay away from that for now. I think regular version lidocaine, novocaine should be fine. And also this was found in sustained release insulin. Another thing.
What was found, the hydrogel, or did you find...
Yeah, the hydrogel...
Okay, nobody reported on sequences or RNA pieces or anything
yet? Not sequences, no. This is just all based on microscopy for now. But we're finding hydrogel everywhere, and hydrogel would be my number one warning sign that because they use hydrogel in the Pfizer shots and Moderna shots to keep the nucleic acids more stable, like not more stable, but like last longer. And so it's like an insulator. And so if you see hydrogel anywhere, I would stay away from it because it's just for example, this dental anesthetic company.